It is 6:30 in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. It is now time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme as we say good evening to the host, Sluggy Dan.
Manners and respect. 6:30 p.m. Sorry, technical difficulties. Testing check. You good, no? You good? That's what you're talking about. Make sure everything juicy. Mute your phone. Take your tongue, LaShawna. Take your tongue. You good? Lord on your phone to all. Good evening. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, 6:30 p.m. on VOB 92.9 FM. Excuse the technical difficulties, but this evening, your boy Uncle Sluggy, LaShawna, we got a packed show planned today. As you can hear already speedy and getting down the road. LaShawna.
All right. Good evening, Barbados. Welcome to another episode of Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. I'm your co-host, LaShawna Griffith, alongside the always energetic Sluggy Dan. Tonight, we've got a phenomenal lineup featuring local talent and community leaders. A big shout out to the NCSA, the National Council on Substance Abuse, who will be speaking with us tonight about their impactful speech competition. And we're honored to have Mosiah Hoyt and Wendy Greenidge from the NCSA here to talk more about it. We're also excited to feature some artists who were on Poetry Barbados Open Mic and discussing their singles. And for the first time on air, finally, VOB listeners, you're going to have Sam Sounds, and he's going to be talking about his three new releases, as well as Malachi Hope's new release, Passion, both making their debuts right here on Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes. We'll also have a segment on Deaf House, highlighting the important work they're doing for the deaf community, and we'll also talk to Poetry Barbados about their upcoming event at Frank Collamer Hall on October 18th. So, as Sluggy said, it's going to be a packed show. So we're kicking things off tonight with the NCSA speech competition, which has been giving young people across Barbados the platform to share their thoughts on critical issues like substance abuse prevention. Joining us now are Mosiah Hoyt and Wendy Greenidge from the National Council on Substance Abuse. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, LaShawna. Thanks for having us, Uncle Sluggy, as you call yourself.
Manners.
Thanks for having us here, man.
So can you tell us more about the competition, its significance, and how it's inspiring the next generation of Barbadian voices?
There really are two contests under one umbrella. It's called Speak, Design, Develop, and it covers an inter-school speech contest and a design component called Learn Well, Play Well. And the speech contest is Voices of the Youth Secondary School Speech Contest. How are we impacting young people? I know there is the belief that a majority of our young people are getting into trouble and using drugs and doing negative things. But that really is the minority. And we say that they are being pressured. So peer pressure creates that environment sometimes for the challenges that they're going through. So we want to flip the script and encourage others to positively pressure their younger counterparts by the message of through public speaking for one, and then definitely through the creative arts, through art and design.
Absolutely. The Learn Well, Play Well School Display Contest is the perfect opportunity for not only students and teachers, but also parents and community members to show their support for something positive, because through this initiative, we are really aiming to have everybody come together and create positive school climates. That's the aim and the goal of our main competition, Learn Well, Play Well, and it pairs perfectly with our speech contest, Voices of the Youth.
Learn Well, Play Well. No, ma'am, can you tell me personally what you're hoping to achieve from a competition like this? And Will we see more of this in the future? Because to me, this killing so many birds with one stone. You know, it can be education, it could be literacy, but still it could be drug awareness. You know what I mean? It's killing so many birds with one stone. I know it had to be a project that was quite thoughtful. What do you hope to achieve? One, can we expect to see more of this? And how difficult or easy was it planning something like this?
Well, let me start with your last question.
No problem.
It has been an absolute pleasure planning this initiative. This is actually our second time running this contest. We ran it earlier this year during our Drug Awareness Month in January. And the schools were telling us, we need more time, we need more time, give us a chance.
Tell
you. We want to do it, but we need more time because it came basically just after school reopened after Christmas. Mm-hmm. So we said, this time we are giving you a longer run-up because we want you to get your community persons involved. If you need to get sponsorship, we want you to give the opportunity to get the sponsorship and the support you need from the community around your school. So this initiative is not just for the school. If you live in a community that has a school in it, or if you have a child that attends a particular school, you can get involved. We want small businesses, large businesses, come and get involved. Get on board. For us at the NCSA, it was an absolute pleasure. We were amazed at the work we saw come out earlier this year, and we know it is going to be fantastic again this time around. So we're urging all of the schools, come and get on board, register. We have extended registration to Friday, so you can now still sign up. If you don't know where the form is gone, give us a call at 535-6272, and we will get you sorted out.
Can
it
you
is our pleasure.
That number again?
Absolutely. 535-6272. And you can just say you're calling about the competition, and our receptionist will put you right through, either to Mosiah or myself, and we will make sure you are all sorted out.
Because I saw a lot of videos this year on social media. I saw Gabrielle Gay's video.
Yes.
And then I saw Sluggy Knees practicing. And I was like, wait a minute, because I was like, she got unfair advantage though, because look, them coming today and talking with you, and then she in competition. I was like, look at this though, enough for me.
Everybody will be judged fairly, that you can be assured.
Yeah.
So if you're getting practice early, it's all good.
But let me just say for all those out there, first, if my children or my family benefit from my name, that's a blessing.
Absolutely.
Because I want them to talk that my family, my children will be hindered because of my name, you know what I mean?
Right.
So hearing it speak like that, I am mad.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Family get a blessing from
you. Yes, yeah.
So anybody that's my friend or my family, and to my sister that said everybody get judged fairly.
Absolutely.
But I just tell them when I could just say that when it's Sluggy family. and listen, again, and I will say this on air. Again, like for one of just say when it's Sluggy family, and they're gonna give one a hearing. Everybody, please enter, and before you're done, let's show you get more information.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and what I'm that I'm seeing as well is so many persons are excited about this speech competition because, you know, with COVID, you know, you guys would have had a lot of events happening with NCSA in the COVID period. And I think that this year for me, I am seeing the use of the social media. I'm seeing a lot of people online practicing and excited to be a part of this. Was this a part of your marketing strategy to have so much, you know, hype around this speech competition this year?
For sure, LaShawn. We're dealing with young people.
Yeah.
You know that it can't be no long-winded kind of anything to capture young people and get them involved. So 30-second video as 1 minute videos from people, from influencers who really have the potential to grab their attention. It was real intentional. And the if I add on with the planning that took place, we're working as well with Toastmasters International. So we have quite a few clubs on board who are partnering with us. So they're part of the training for the youngsters. Because when we hear public speaking, people get nervous.
Yes.
You're not born necessarily with that skill of you have to just command the audience and command the stage. So that's why we offer training. So if you are hearing this and you're a little nervous and you're too sure, but you got something to say, we want to hear you. And we perform and we are providing training for you with trained, professional, seasoned orators who will be there. Speech writing. We want to show you how do you write an effective speech. We want to be able to give you ideas on how to command the stage, deliver your speech effectively, bring the words to life. Yes. So training is provided for those who are interested, but may have a bit of fear as it relates to public speaking. Trust me, when you enter, you leave changed.
But if I can add to what Masai is saying, we are also training everybody with some drug education.
Yes.
Because we know there are a lot of myths out there.
Yes.
So we want to make sure everybody is factual with what they are presenting, whether it be in the speech or through the art, and also that they're using the correct language. Because, you know, there's some terms that we tend not to use anymore, like paros and addicts.
Yes.
We prefer to use the correct language, say that somebody has a substance use disorder is the more appropriate way, because we're trying to reduce the stigma as well, right?
For real.
The language changes
anymore.
All the time.
We should be.
We should use person first
language.
Yes.
So that you realize there's a person that has the challenge and not that this challenge is all the be all and end all of the person. So it's a person with a substance use disorder versus an addict.
Yeah.
You know when you hear addict, you feel
language,
like
the language makes a difference.
You know, and I'm here smiling ear to ear because I remember my experience learning public speaking. You know, I remember years ago when it was at the Lord's School, for example, there were members from the Toastmasters that used to come around to different secondary schools, and you would have those orators. And I remember it was like, I like to talk. This is amazing. Thank you for coming. But I think that this is so beneficial because our young people need the guidance in how to speak properly. Mm-hmm. And as someone that is in corporate communications, that's something you see, even with just going on Morning Barbados or even coming here, we see that a lot of people are so afraid of orating themselves and having coherent thought and articulating that. So I think it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to hearing the poetry or whatever comes out in the art side of it. But I'm really excited. So once again, tell persons how they can sign up and repeat that number once again that they can call. Because the deadline has been extended. So that's a good thing. So those of you who were like, oh my God, I miss it. You have a few more days to get it in. And not only are you going to be orating on drug abuse and drug prevention, but you're also going to have that training from Toastmasters International. And trust me, you cannot put a price on that.
Absolutely. And we also have an artist coming for those who are doing the school display who will give them some ideas on how to present their information effectively. So we are trying to cover all of the bases to give you as much support as you can.
And before you go, right, I want you all to give us all the info, but when you finish, from each of you, your closing statement, I want each of you to tell Barbados what is important for these persons to enter a competition like this. I want each of you all individual answer, and thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you all coming on.
Well, thank you as well for inviting us. We are more than pleased to be here and to share the information. Registration closes this Friday.
Yes.
If you want to register and you are unable to find the registration form at your school, because registration must be done through the school, you can give us a call at 535-6272. Just say that you're calling about the competition, and you will be channeled either to Mosiah or to myself, and we will make sure that you are registered in time and on time. All right, so all of that information is there. And our training for teachers and students and judges will take place next week, which is why we need to have all the information in so everybody can be ready on time.
Correct. And you can start and then she will answer last.
Oh, so you want me to tell
so
you?
So you get you a little break in talking.
I give her the little break.
Yeah.
This competition, it goes beyond the one versus the other. It's really an opportunity to see young people stand and be counted.
Yes.
They stand and they share their views. Very often we like to hush our young people's opinions. And some of them come out, you know, a little sharp, but we want to hear what your views are nonetheless. So this is an opportunity for them to speak on something that is affecting them or somebody that they know. I am sure that we all know someone who has been affected by drugs and substance abuse.
True.
So we want to be able to hear the youth perspective on it. So I think that that is what's important, hearing the youth voice on such a heavy topic. And youth can only bring it the way youth can bring it. Nobody else can do it like them. So we want to hear them. We want to provide them with training to help them. And this isn't just for this part of their life. Communication, as Ashawn is saying, is something that they'll need for the rest of their life. So we either intervene or we get them started. So these are skills that they'd use for the rest of their life, and I think that it will be beneficial for every school, every secondary school to be a part of the Voices of the Youth speech competition. Every secondary school from north to south, east to west, come true. Ain't nothing at all to lose. Everything to gain. Everything to gain from this experience.
And Wendy, once again, tell persons the number they can call and also your social media handle if they want to reach out, you know, over the next couple of days.
Okay, so the number one more time is 535-6272. And our social media is NCSA Barbados. We are on Instagram. We are on Facebook. We are on YouTube. Just look for us and find us. If you don't know how to find us on social media, we are just on the outskirts of town in Belleville,
right,
on the corner of First Avenue and Pine Road, that blue building that has the parking underneath. That is there. And you can come and even register face-to-face. We will accept your registration that way as well.
Love
we will
it.
Help you fill out the form.
Love it.
And the value of this contest,
yes,
Learn Well, Play Well contest,
uh-huh,
is that it is not just the children we are getting to hear from, but we're hearing from the teachers, the parents, and community.
Brilliant.
Show the support for your school.
Brilliant.
Show the young people that you really appreciate what they're doing and you want everybody on the same path, that is a correct path. It is for primary schools and secondary schools. So there has to be somebody, you know, who's going to primary or secondary school, or you went to a primary or secondary school.
For sure.
Come and get involved in this activity. It's going to be really fun and we're looking forward to your participation.
Okay, thank you guys so much.
It.
And that was Mosiah Hoyt and Wendy Greenwich from the National Council of Substance Abuse. And remember that you can sign up to Friday this week to be a part of their speech competition. And you can find out more information by following them on Instagram at NCSA Barbados. So thank you so much, guys, for being a part of Beijing Rhythm and Rhymes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Love it.
And the show continues, and this time we're going to be flipping the script a bit to talk to Deaf House. Deaf House is in studio, and they've been doing amazing work for the deaf community by advocating and creating opportunities. And we're joined by Chrissy, who's in studio, and she's going to shed some more light on what she's been doing with Deaf House. So Chrissy, good evening and welcome.
Hi, good evening. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So first, tell us a bit about what led to you deciding to start Deaf House.
Yeah, it's a really interesting story because a lot of people, they always ask us this and they're like, do you have family who's deaf? Do you know anyone who's deaf? Like, why is it that you guys work with the deaf community? Such a specific niche. It's really... You know, I'll take it back to 3 years ago when we started our videography business. For those of you who don't know, we are a media production company, Cornerstone Creatives.
Mm-hmm.
And so back then we were doing like free workshops. It was during COVID time. And so we did a photography workshop at our church. And we met a woman there by the name of Skylar, who was from Kona, Hawaii. She was visiting Barbados. And she saw us at the workshop and she said, hey, you guys are doing really good work with like the community here in Barbados. I see you guys are really talented in this area. Have you thought about using your talents for ministry? And you know, for us, we were like, no, we never thought about that actually. And she had actually done some work with the deaf community. So that was the first time we heard about it. And then fast forward maybe 2 months later, I was just, you know, meditating, reading scripture, and instantly God said to me, you should use your talents to work with the deaf community. And that was that. Like, it was just an instant calling. And so I went searching for this girl's number, found it, told her what the vision was, And she said, amazing, like, I'll hook you up with the deaf community in Jamaica. And so we flew there in 2 months. We spent a month training them on videography work. And that's how we first got incorporated with the deaf community.
Okay, and since you started, we saw that you've won myriad of awards since starting Deaf House. So tell me how that process has been, that person see what you're doing in community and decided, hey, you guys should have some awards.
Well, we have done a few things. I mean, it hasn't been that long, quite frankly. Like, this year is when we really decided to have the nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people saw that as an opportunity to just partner with us and sponsor whatever it is that we were doing, because they saw the need and they saw the passion in us. Also, we have really built a good relationship with the deaf community here. And we really understand and know, like, the deaf culture and, you know, what are some of the things they need. So just the corporate world, just being partners with us is a blessing. Like, we've had some great sponsorships, like EU, the EY, even like the EU and US Embassy. Like, these are people who are really on board with the initiative that we have done. So, yeah, it's been really good accomplishment so far for just being this 1 year we have been doing it. Mm-hmm.
So tell us, what are some of the challenges that the deaf community face, and how can we as Barbadians seek to assist them with some of their challenges?
Yeah, that is a good question.
Yeah, loaded.
Yeah.
That question's loaded.
Yeah, it's a good question. There's a few. I would say one of the main thing is obviously communication barrier. That's like the main issue, because a lot of people here, you know, the hearing world, we don't know sign language. And so trying to, like, get a job or just even want to go to school, simple thing, just go into school, there's a barrier there where no one's providing an interpreter. And this is something that is needed. Like, if somebody wants education in deaf community, why is that an issue not to provide an interpreter? Like, a lot of people can't afford an interpreter. They're quite pricey, but at the same time, it should be the job on a higher level of government to know, like, this is a need in the education system. If we want to help our deaf community members, we need to provide this free of charge. So, like, definitely that's a main challenge. Like, they want to grow, they want to educate themselves, they want bigger opportunities, and just that communication barrier can really be a challenge. Aside from that, I would say, like, work, you know, job opportunities is always, it's hard because people have the stigma that, you know, deaf people can't do anything, that there's something's wrong with them. Just because they can't speak doesn't mean there's any mental issues, right? It's very different. And so they find it very difficult finding work.
You remember that we were having a conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you mentioned events.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, although we just said it carelessly, but then, you know, it went my brain. So, like, 2 minutes after it come back to you, we had this conversation about here.
Yeah.
And then, like, and then, like, you know that I never even studied that. Mm-hmm. I can't say you didn't care. Mm-hmm. It just never even crossed.
It just never crossed your mind. It's just, yeah, it's just, you know, something that I think people just aren't aware of.
Yeah,
you know? It's not that they meaningfully do that.
Nah, just like, you know, yeah. So it's like, you could got a whole community, right, that you don't mean to ostracize, you know, mm-hmm. you don't mean to put one side, mm-hmm. and it just happened.
Yeah.
No, that still don't excuse it, because I didn't picture if it was me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I know, like, LaShawna might not mean to put me one side. Mm-hmm. She might not even gotten an ill will, but I still feeling it.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Mm-hmm. So then you met me right on YouTube, big man.
Really?
And then, man, they got so much events where people is catered for people that can't hear. Yeah. And then we still enjoy it. And then when you look at LaShawna, we look at all the different things, right? A hearing impaired person could enjoy besides hearing. Mm-hmm. You can't believe it. It's only different visuals, then different lights, and then different shape of the lights, mm-hmm. and then the different reflection of the lights, mm-hmm. and then reflections, and then things like mirrors, mm-hmm. and then things like costuming, and then things like the different colors, mm-hmm. and shades of the costuming. All these different things a person could be enjoying while a show going on, and while that happening, everything moving at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so much to study, even if you can't hear.
Yeah.
And then in my mind was like, of course we should have got an interpreter at events.
I mean,
like, that for sure, that brought at a couple of hundred people, maybe, mm-hmm. but we never ever study it. You in your all projects or your all programs or your all awareness campaigns, is that something that you're gonna be looking at as well? Because if that's something that we just
happen to speak about in the Creative Conversation. They can't imagine how many other things, areas, events, how many other things that are going on that we don't even check.
Well, for us, it's priority for sure to have interpretation for deaf people in pretty much any form of show or concert or conference, anything like that, because it's just needed, you know? Like, they're human beings, you know? They deserve to be a part of it, right? If they, if you're having a conference on, I don't know, say sexual abuse, right?
Yeah.
Women are sexual abuse. Men are sexual abuse as well, but like, you should have someone there that can interpret for the deaf so that they can understand.
Not assume, and just not assume that they will never be, and then
just not assume that they will never be sexually abused.
Exactly.
And because not having it there is us assuming that that community would never fear sexual abuse, when we know sadly how the world is, that's just not true. Things that does is make it good deep in your mind, Lashana.
Yeah, I know that I've seen a lot of stuff on socials. I know Bonnie has been doing her courses, teaching persons, and there are a lot more persons teaching ASL as well. Do you find that there's a greater impetus now for people to learn sign language, even in the corporate space?
I do believe that a lot of people have been interested, and that could be also very biased by my part because we work with deaf people.
That's true.
So a lot of people have been saying, yeah, you know, I want to learn sign language. It's something very interesting. So I encourage you and I challenge you. If that is something you really want to do, actually go out and do that. You know, like the NTI, they have courses online. You know, you could take those courses. Start with that.
Free.
Yeah.
Free 99.
Yeah.
Bonnie have courses. Yeah. You know, if you want to advance yourself a little bit more, take on that challenge. Do the courses. And you'll be surprised how much you'll be able to make someone's day a little bit better by just being able to say, hi, how are you? This is my name. What is your name?
That's very true, yeah.
Basic communication.
Yeah.
So how can persons be a part of Deaf House? Is there registration? Do you have to go on Instagram, etc.?
Yeah, I mean, we are on Instagram at Deaf House Barbados. We're also on LinkedIn as well and Facebook, same Deaf House Barbados. We're always looking for supporters. We're always looking for volunteers. And we're also looking for the deaf community who wants to be a part of Deaf House, because that's the goal, like, to unify things. And so for us, it's no registration needed. You just send us a message, WhatsApp us. It's very simple. Like, we welcome everyone. All levels, all stages, whatever talent you want to bring to Deaf House, yeah, it's all welcome.
Okay.
1 minute before 7 o'clock in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, back with Bajan, Rhythm and Rhyme.
So yes, Chrissy and Darren, can you tell us a bit more about how people can become involved in Deaf House?
Yeah, absolutely. So follow us on Instagram at Deaf House Barbados. Follow us on LinkedIn at Deaf House Barbados. Also, you can send us an email at deafhousebarbados@gmail.com. And WhatsApp us at 824-1707. And that would be Chrissy. So, yeah, please send us a WhatsApp, Instagram message. You know, we would love any volunteers who want to help on the board or be a part of Deaf House, please send us a message.
And can you repeat that number one more time?
Sure. 824-1707.
Okay. All right. And what's coming up for Deaf House? What are the events that we can look forward to, and how can persons be a part of it?
Are supported.
So coming up, well, first of all, you can always take some sign language classes from Bonnie. That was very important.
Yes.
And then in this coming... I think next week we have a company coming from from Jamaica, called Deaf Can Coffee, and they are a all deaf company, right? That has grown over the last 7 years. So they're coming to, one, just meet the leaders, the deaf leaders here in Barbados, and kind of like connect with us and see what the next step would be. You know, if they want to come and bring stuff here, or, you know, just figuring out that part. So that is one thing. And then, so when they come, they might have some events. So I would implore, you know, look out to see what they're doing. We're not too sure exactly what they might be doing, but
just follow our Instagram.
Yeah, follow
all
Instagram.
The updates are there.
Mm-hmm. And then
we have a giveaway actually that we announced today. It's a giveaway that we're doing a 4-person lunch at the Hilton Resort. You gotta enter we have 4 persons. Yeah, so basically just go onto our IG, go to the post, follow, tag Deaf House Barbados and Hilton Resort, put it up in your story, and then the winner will be announced October 17 at 9 a.m.
Okay, no problem. So I want you to say one more time, because our VOB listeners love to win things. So let me know. Let me know one more time. It's 4 persons are going to the beautiful Hilton Resort, compliments Deaf House Barbados. So once again, how can you win?
Go to our Instagram at Deaf House Barbados. It's the first post on our Instagram. Click on it, just tag 4 people you want to go to lunch with, share it in your stories, and also just follow Deaf House Barbados and Hilton Barbados. And then we'll announce the winner on October 17th at 9 a.m. Something you don't want to miss. This is a beautiful place.
Don't run yet. We might go a caller.
Yes, hi, great. How are you doing?
Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Uncle Sluggy, talk to me.
Yeah, hi, great. How are you doing?
I'm awful. You have some good news for me to make me better?
Well, not really, you know. If you're awful, I suggest you go to Deaf House and get some good on hearing, because I know that I'm feeling fairly awful myself, so I'm calling in ready to heal myself as well, Sluggy.
Okay,
I would like to make a donation to you. You know, I made a donation to you recently, and I wanted to make a donation to Deaf House. I want to donate $50 Barbados to you.
Wow. Yeah, man.
Yeah, hi, good night, Deshauna. I have a soft spot in my heart for the deaf community.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I was first introduced to sign language when I was a youngster. And they didn't take it seriously. So I only remember the I love you sign, and I'm doing it now on the phone. You can't see, but you can't hear it, obviously, because it's sign language. But the point is that I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we as a community don't recognize how important the deaf are to us, you know. Mm-hmm. Because when they come and they give us the sign language and we don't hear ourselves, the people who can't hear, and you are on the news, and you're not, you turn away to do something, you say, what was that? You look at Bonnie, you see her, and you can actually interpret it, you can listen to it again. It's a way to listen again. Mm-hmm. So that if you miss it the first time, you can go ahead and get it again. Or if you missed it, go ahead and get it via her, as the deaf community would who cannot hear. So it's a blessing. It's a real blessing.
You mean for the deaf community? I get you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I can hear, right? And if I'm watching the news and I'm listening to, if I'm listening to Mr. Bob and I'm there, you know, you have your days where you go online and you can see what is happening there in the studio. So I'm there, I'm listening online, and I see Bonnie Stetson Raptor said, I'm Stetson Bob. And you know, I used to wait, but I didn't hear that. So then I look at Bonnie and say, oh, right. She said, and because I saw it on the screen as it was happening live. So I was like, it's amazing how, if, like, as a person who can't hear, I didn't hear because I was doing something else. And we all have moments when we don't hear. We don't recognize when we're sleeping, we don't hear, you know. When you're sleeping, you're deaf. When you're sleeping, you're deaf. When you're dreaming, you're deaf.
Not me. I can hear when it's sleeping. And his name, I always know that. Hey, when it's sleeping, they can hear it. Not me, that's DJ. That DJ called. Cog, listen, in all seriousness,
yes,
though.
Sir. Yes,
I appreciate
yes,
you.
Sir.
I appreciate you calling in. I didn't plan to take calls today.
Sorry.
Maybe we hear you was. Nah, don't be sorry. Maybe we hear you was OT locked. We had to take your call. And
listen, I wanna thank you as well for your midweek mindset on Hot 95.3 FM with Ryan Lewis. I had to listen. It was amazing. And I was there going to my class. I said, no, boy, let me not go to class. I stand here another 3 minutes. I don't care if I get there late. I don't care if I don't get there. I listen.
Too much,
thank you.
I get too much of these kind of calls. And I just let them know, don't encourage it. If when I got class, go. You must be fifth boy that call on here and tell me so.
I go right.
Do not,
I go right, but just... Yeah, I know, but I just let you know, Slaggy, right?
I appreciate
that you are not only making popular people positive, but you as a popular person being positive are making me a negative person, and you not feeling good today,
positive,
making me feel even more healed now.
Good.
So much healing to your soul.
Thank you.
I love to go for brother. God bless.
Thank you, Barbie. I appreciate it. I love it. But please don't do that things. That will be probably fifth call. And that, to me, that's only if I'm not a good person. That's only the bad influence. If men are in school, men tell me they miss work. No, don't do it. Don't do it. And don't call me name for sure. Death host, though, I just want to say it's been absolutely lovely. And before we go, if there's any information you want to share before we go, I want to give you both permission to do that. But I just want to say we have to continue these conversations. Because when he mentioned something about sign language and then he started speaking, you know, in all the rambling and mumbling, so many things hit me dearly. How important sign language is.
Yeah.
How underrepresented that community is. You don't see much persons on TV that from the deaf community.
That's
you
true.
Don't see much persons in politics.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Like, you never see a prime minister. We never see a president of this company. So it still shows me that somehow, whether we want to admit it or not, we still keeping the people down at a certain level.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to admit it. You know what I mean? Until I see one. And then even if one happened, that's still a lot. That's still only one. You get me? So we have so many more conversations to have. You know what I mean? So I just tell him when he early, you know what I mean? Like, call back.
Respect, man.
So yeah, because we need to have those conversations for real. Because we need to see those persons, whether you're blind, whether you're deaf, you know, whether you can't speak. We still need to see those persons represented at a high level. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much for having us.
I appreciate it
very much.
No problem.
You guys want to give the contact and any information off before you go?
Thank you, Ollie.
Yeah, sure. So you can follow us on Deaf House Barbados on Instagram. You can also contact us via WhatsApp, 824-1707. Yeah. And also the email, deafhousebarbados@gmail.com.
Nice, love it.
Respect.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. And that was Deaf House. And you can follow them on Instagram at Deaf House Barbados. And they've been doing amazing work to advocate and offer opportunities for the deaf community in Barbados. And coming up next, we are going to talk to a person who just performed before Sizzla Kalonji at the Reparations Now concert. Stay tuned. All right, so on air we have Sam Sounds, real name Samuel Thompson, and he performed before Sizzla Suggy. He was the artist that performed before Sizzla Kalonji at the Reparations Now event. So you can imagine how hard that was as a Bajan artist, you coming on before Sizzla, a known reggae artist. Man, Sam Sounds, tell us, how was that experience for you?
Blessings, Barbados. Good evening, everybody. Yeah, that experience, well, I feel like it was a historic moment for me, you know what I mean? It's something that you can never forget. Man like Sizzla Kalonji is a man I watch on YouTube many times, just watching how he does it, taking tips and bits, and then to be on the same stage. Man, it was epic, man.
And you know, you did your song Paradigm Shift, and we saw some clips of persons in the audience was singing along a hard too.
Yeah.
So tell me, how was that for you to see that the Barbadian public has gravitated so much towards your music?
How old is Paradigm Shift?
Paradigm Shift came out in February this year.
February?
Yeah.
Yeah, somehow we can go have a deeper conversation too. This got this saying, youngsters can really look at, you know what I mean? Like, everything in fast food still.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Like, everything in fast food. Because when Paradigm Shift first come out, you know what I mean? My, you tell me about it, you and somebody else tell me about it. But then from me telling about it months ago to months later, people moving like you, you know, hearing it for the first time.
Yeah, like it, no, you know, drop.
You know, taking on new legs, no getting new legs. And I sure that dive within itself was a lesson for you when you're looking at your art.
That patience.
And not just throw your songs off female. Man, this ain't catching on.
And move on.
February, soon February again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm still banging. Like what personally, from an artistic standpoint, what lesson that taught you? Because it's beautiful to see.
It's real beautiful.
Some songs don't last a week.
I saw something, like I saw an artist talking about it before. He said, like, your art is like real estate, you know? And that it don't get, don't feel that because you release it and it didn't hit off in that moment, that does it.
Nah.
10 years, sometimes 20 years, they had instances where maybe 20 years passed and a song no become a hit.
Fast.
And it no blow up, you know?
Yeah.
So for me, it proved it to me, and as a person that I just love the art, I really love the music, respect to all the artists, you know? Mm. I see artists, sometimes I've got friend as artist, you got your favorite song, you know, mm-hmm. and the rest of the world really know it. And he might move on and say, man, well, it ain't hit. But don't give up on your thing and share it like if it now come out yesterday, you know? So for me, that really showed me patience. You make good art, you're invested in it. When you first did it, you was real, real excited and proud of it. Don't just throw it away after a couple of weeks if it don't do what you expect.
Keep
pushing.
Yeah, and because paradigm shift, right, like they had songs like, I can remember artists like Buggy, not much artists obviously, but mm-hmm. people like Buggy had a few positive songs that they get really, really big.
Yeah.
Brutal with Progress. Yeah. Progress they get really big in the street. But they're much things like Beardy artists bring positive songs that they get so big in the street.
True.
Like the Gun Tunes.
Yeah, you know, it can't compete with Gun Tunes.
And they're just speaking well, you know, because you live on the street, you know what I mean? Right. So that's what you see. And then Beyonce is late, once it gone to violence, it bang.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Just like an action movie.
Yeah.
If a movie gone up, action and gunplay, that we'll be going to watch. Mm-hmm. It's just the truth. When the song the same way, and feel the same way.
It's the energy.
But that is for see you song going forward more than them songs. And then persons like Jerry Dan and Sir Frat. And
respect to them.
Personally, taking it upon themselves to push it.
They tap into it strong. Yeah.
Like, how rewarding was that? Was that feeling for you knowing, well, listen, I ain't had to bow. Because it really easy to bow, you know. That way, don't judge, you know. You get me out stuff. I don't judge, you know, because it's so easy to bow Samsungs.
Yeah.
Like, real talk.
But your desperation has hit you, man.
I tell you.
Yeah. For me, that's testimony again. That's saying that I feel that the Almighty using me to show youngsters too that stick to your guns, stay true to yourself. It is possible. Like, it was getting to a point, as you're saying, people losing faith in the idea that positivity could get you anywhere. You know what I mean? And when it comes to the lyrics, not just positivity, but keeping it real. You know what I mean?
Staying true
to yourself.
Yeah.
Telling your story.
Even if you're positive, telling the truth.
But
truth. You know what I mean? That's junk we doing there. That's foolishness you're doing. That may not be positive, but it's true.
But it's true.
And I think one of the things that made Paradigm Shift so popular, because for me, when I first heard his song, I was like, listen, and I told the executive, listen, we got to find a way to get Sam on this lineup that we having for this show, because the song just hit me. I was like, and I was home and the song kept me playing.
You turned me on.
Because
you turned me were bringing he and Paradigm Shift busting was happening at the same time.
Listen, but the song kept, it's one thing when you hear a song, but as someone that produce events and the song just keep playing in your mind and you keep hearing it. And I was like, no, boy. I pushing you know what I mean? Like, you having an executive meeting, like, listen, he has to be.
But I gotta say, guys, it's 15 minutes after 7.
Yes.
So,
go on.
We got 50 minutes left, and I see three songs here from
Talk to me, boss. Yeah. Talk to me. What we doing?
Would you guys like to hear Paradigm Shift?
Samsungs, please introduce your track.
So, Paradigm Shift Barbados, this is a song that you will play for your brethren, song you play for your sistren, anybody that you want to see do well in life and elevate and move on to do greater things and reach their full potential, this is for you.
Fantasies, gotta look past the next two joints. About 10 years down and decide where you plan to be. baby. Cause you could get anything you want, but first and foremost, boss, you must believe. Now youths got a misconception of things in life, where them can and them can't achieve. I observe that the ghetto lifestyle is a force with a pull like a rival gravity. Poverty is a state of mind. If you change your perspective, maybe then you could see opportunities, possibilities, and that the gutter is no place for a human being. This is no paradise run by parasites. People brain paralyzed. We need a paradigm shift in a world where we're dying quick. We need a paradigm shift. This is no paradise. Need a paradigm shift. We're barely surviving, and we should be thriving. The system set up for certain people to suffer. Them want we to sit and submit to the gutter. Succumb to the snare and shoot up one another. Surrender to fear and give up on my brother. But they're tired of the sadistic statistics. The system ain't no kiss skip. Drugs and guns don't land by mistake. Youths, open up your eyes. We're living in a serious time. People have to protest just to breathe. Get the youths get killed every day like regular, and so them call it casualties. Everybody wanna live by the gun, and it looking like left gone obsolete. This is no paradise run by parasites. People been paralyzed. We need a paradigm shift in a world we're dying quick. We need a paradigm shift. This is no paradise. Need a paradigm shift. Should be thriving. We need a paradigm shift in a world we're dying quick. We need a paradigm shift. This is no paradise. Need a paradigm shift. We barely surviving, and we should be thriving. Yeah, I know you could be loved. I know you could be loved. I know you could be loved.
Music, positive music from Sam Sounds. Talk to us, Sam Sounds. What's up next?
I thank you guys. Appreciate that love for that song. So again, this is on the same train. And when we look around, you look around, not just here, you know, the whole Caribbean, the whole world, but we're dealing with the Caribbean right now. Mm-hmm. Haiti, up to this week, mass murder, six people dead in St. Vincent this week alone. You know how Trinidad stopped, you know how Jamaica stopped, and that is why we balling for the shift, you know. But this first one was highlighting the horror of what's actually going on, and this one is called Fully Dance.
Sound system, a Caribbean thing now. Streets overrun with young thugs. Who have no more will come pass. No more remorse, no mercy. How them get so bloodthirsty? Them never grow with much love. Not much kisses, not much hugs. To survive you had to be tough and do some things too grim to speak of. This generation is fully dance. Let me tell you about guns and hooligans. I can see it in your eyes, you don't care about lies. Is ignorant, now trivialized with big guns. You better watch yourself, you could lose your life. Mindset warped and distorted, careless, cold-hearted. Make a wrong move and a war could be started. Clearly confused, find bodies discarded. Calling then dancing, some say retarded. System set up and you could guess who's the target. Lambs to the slaughter, piggies to market. Sweeping black murder under the carpet. Them cam in the game, so them force me to forfeit. Tell me how we get the pan drums in the ghetto. Tell me how we get the handguns in the ghetto. Every man turned top striker like Eto. Youths want things they don't know no better. Badness is trending, big ships are sending. Drugs and machines with big clips extended. Doris, not only shots fly like tourists. Not business for mortician's and florists. Real real melandros blowing out your candles. More criminals than the police can handle. Murders from minors, constant reminders. Things dread. This generation is fully dense. Let me tell you about guns and hooligans. I can see it in your eyes, you can hear about lies.
chances, no second chances. Trying any means to build them finances. Nuff gone prison, nuff gone missing. Some just breezing the windy minimum. A broken spirit with no momentum. A disillusion of no potential. No role model to be influential. Death or thoughts just seem sequential. Nuff left school with no credential. Decide for them there was no redemption. Choose a career with a yield no pension. Now we hit stones just to ease detention. A sick cycle much use don't get out. Suppressing and holding us down too long. I pray for the father to intervene now. Cause when I look around, this generation is fully dense. Let me tell you about guns and hooligans. I can see it in your eyes, you don't care about life. This generation is ignorant. Now juveniles with big guns. You better watch yourself, you could lose your life.
If we could find somebody to get the youth to feel listened to, they would not be victim to these people who are saying, here, take a gun.
Streets overrun with the young thugs who have no moral compass. No more remorse, no mercy. How them get some bloodthirsty. Them never grow with much love. Not much kisses, not much hugs. To survive, you had to be tough and do some things too grim to speak of.
And that is the talent of Sam Songs. Yeah. But we got some other persons here in studio. We have Malachi Hope, also known as Crow. And Crow, you recently released, as of yesterday, you released your song called Passion. Yes. Tell us a bit about how persons can listen to the song, where is it available, and a bit about why you decided to release this rap song.
Passion.
Yeah.
Yes, so you can find it basically everywhere for the most part. Dangote distributed, so you can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, of course. I got some visuals with ASK that y'all have there here last week, of course. So I got some visuals with he on YouTube as well. Audio, Matt, all of that. So it kind of took that in consideration. I was like, let me make sure that everywhere that people is kind of listening to music on, I could kind of got it available to them. So wherever you probably listening to music at, it probably there.
So what was the inspiration for the song Passion? Tell us a bit about it.
So it kind of, it got a lot of different undertones to it. Partly, it's mostly centered around a girl in particular, not necessarily literally, right? Not necessarily literally, but it's centered around a girl that's kind of, I always say she would rather be rich and sad than be regular and happy. So it's kind of based around that kind of concept.
Wait, give me that game, sorry. Rather be.
She rather be.
Tell it slow, man. Tell it slow.
It's based around the concept of a girl who would rather be rich and sad than just regular and happy. Right? For the most part.
Deep. So, you know, a lot of people that know Malachi was there. This is the guy that viral on Instagram for doing poetry, but you also do rap as well. So let the people know once again how they can follow you on Instagram, how they can listen to this song Passion. Hopefully next week we have it in the system that we can play the song for our VOB listeners. So we're so sorry. Also, little tidbit, Malachi will be performing on October 18th, 2024 at Frank Collymore Hall, Poetry. We're having our first grand event at Frank Collymore Hall called Cupid's Lounge. The headline act is Stone with Cupid, and it's going to be amazing. And if you want to hear, you know, live in the flesh at Frank Collymore Hall in fancy clothes, be sure to follow Poetry Barbados for more information. But yes, Malachi, you were telling us a bit more about Passion and how persons can have a listen.
Well, yeah, you could follow me on Instagram. That's the main way that I just try to communicate now. But on @Twitter, it's the same handle. It's Dark Heart Crow, D-A-R-K. H-E-A-R-T-C-R-X-W, not O-X, okay? So Dark Heart Crow with an X. You can find me on both Instagram or X underneath that handle. And there you'll be able to get to all of my links. I make sure that I got the link tree set up that y'all can just check out whatever you guys want to check out. Got the links to the TikTok and all of that stuff as well. So just really tune into it, and I really want y'all guys to hear it too as well. So I'm looking forward to that next week too.
Hold on a second there, my brother, because you'd realize I'm the only person here with gray hair, right? So yes, I'm a little bit older than you guys.
Yes.
So I put in passion. I'm on YouTube. Yes, I want to make sure that I know how to listen to this song on YouTube. I put in passion. I put in Crow. I put in passion by Dark Heart.
So you would type CRXW, all caps, and then passion. PASSION. All in all caps, and it should probably pop up. If not, it might go take some time to get in the algorithm, but okay, it should pop up. Do you see it?
Not as yet, no.
Yeah.
That's it there, Lou?
Yeah.
One day ago.
Okay.
Got it. 3 minutes and two seconds long.
You know.
CR, okay, ladies and gentlemen, so you're going to type in CRXW exclamation mark.
That is in the title, but if you do type in CRXW just flat out, it should pop up as right. well. Yeah.
And you're looking for CRXW with an exclamation mark dash passion with an exclamation mark and in brackets is Aces Visuals. Once again, CRXW exclamation mark dash passion exclamation mark and in brackets is Aces Visuals.
Yes, because it will have another visual version coming up soon as well.
Okay, so that was Malachi Hope. But next to me right now, we have a young gentleman and he performed at the Poetry Barbados open mic. And he performed a song called Hair Vibe, and he had the whole audience dancing. So we had to bring him in today to hear a bit more. Real name Pierre Cook, but he goes by Too Sketchy. So tell me a bit about this song, Hair Vibe, and how was your experience performing at Poetry Barbados open mic?
Yeah, good night. Well, it was a vibe for sure. I was a little worried at first that the audience won't really like tech to it because there's a more like young people song on. Mm-hmm. But the crow response I get was like amazing, you know what I mean? So
yeah, I saw people dancing. I saw mature persons dancing. Yeah. Everyone was dancing. Yeah. Ollie was also there live and in the flesh, and he was bobbing his head as well. It is a catchy song. And we are definitely so sorry that it's not in the system, that persons can hear it today. But do tell us a bit more about how persons can hear it, if it's on YouTube, Instagram, etc. So do share with us how persons can have a listen.
Well, I drop in the song tomorrow.
Wait. So VOB listeners, you hearing it first. Hair Vibe is coming to you tomorrow, September 6th. So we getting it. We are hearing it here. It's being launched here before anybody else hear it. You're all hearing tomorrow this song will be launched. Where is it being launched?
I can drop it on YouTube tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then in a week time, it's going to be available on Apple,
mm-hmm.
Spotify, SoundCloud, everything.
So tomorrow, people. So what are we looking for on YouTube tomorrow?
We're looking for Too Sketchy. Too, T-O-O, Sketchy. Hear a vibe.
And here is H-E-A-R vibe. We had a very funny joke when we were at the open, the pop-up. And he told me hear a vibe. And I was like, you mean like you locked here? And he was like, nah, hear, like hearing your ears. So H-E-A-R-V-Y-B-E. But Too Sketchy, you were amazing. And the energy that you brought was amazing. And we look forward tomorrow. I will be on YouTube because as soon as it drops, we can post and tell everybody.
Is it the first
thing releasing? It is released.
Yeah, it is the first
song. Is it the first thing releasing music?
Yeah.
Debut release.
Wait. Tomorrow will be the first thing ever releasing music?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we got to look for that.
Yeah, well.
Make sure before you done, let people know again
yeah.
where you can find this song and what they're going to find it and what time you're dropping it.
All right, dropping it 12 o'clock tomorrow.
12 midday, VOB listeners. 12 midday.
Too Sketchy, T-O-O, Sketchy, Hair Vibe. Yeah.
Too Sketchy, Hair Vibe. And how can you follow you on Instagram?
T-O-O, Sketchy on Instagram or Pyrex Sketch on the X.
Okay, so say that again.
Pyrex Sketch on the X
mm-hmm.
on Instagram or T-O-O, Sketchy.
Okay, so tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, VOB listeners, tomorrow at 12 midday, I want all of you to head to YouTube, type in TOOSKETCHY, and type in here, HEARVYBES, for the debut release from Too Sketchy. Now, we're going to be soon finishing Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes, but we have one more song in the system from Samsung's called Work. Let's have a listen.
Samsung's in the sound system now. A Caribbean thing now. Discipline won't let you down. You got it. We ready for work, no pain, no gain, we come to get hurt. Don't feel that, we come for comfort. We punch junk food and not conquer. Me and my team, we come to conquer. What don't kill you, make you stronger. Poverty for the man who loves his number. Push hard until then call we number. We bring the thunder. Stay on the grind, man, beat the thunder. People gonna come and talk the thunder. Come join my team, get off your bum. Get off your bumper. Be ready for work,
work it.
Be ready
work
for
it.
Work,
work it.
Be ready
work
for
it.
Work,
work it.
Be ready
work
for
it.
Be ready for work. Be ready for sweat. Let me go on your market set. Discipline never let me down yet. What you put in is what you can get. Listen to me good and don't you forget. You're a champion, you will reach the target. The race is not just for the Corvette. Once you endure, you will win for sure. We bring the thunder. Stay on the grind, man, beat the thunder. People gonna come and talk the sender. Come join my team, get off your bum. Get off your bumper.
Get off your bumper.
Be ready for work. No pain, no gain. Train, don't complain. No challenge, no change. When you fail, don't feel shame. Get up and go again. Let me go. We bring the thunder. Stay on the grind, man, beat the thunder. People gonna come and talk the thunder.
Let them come.
Come join my team, get off your bum. Get off your bumper.
Get off your bumper.
Be ready for work.
Alright, shout out to Mystic and all the listeners, to hear everybody that tuned in. Love listening to Samsung's original. You can find me, The Book of Sams, on Instagram. I post all the music on there. You could also hit YouTube, The Book of Sams. That's Sams, is S-A-M-S. You could check out and subscribe, please. It's no money to subscribe. You could just hit that button for free.
Quick before you go, right?
Appreciate that.
All the time you're on here, quick before you go. Again, the S that you got saying there, chasing dreams that real hard that I let go. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you hear what that?
Yeah.
Only chasing dreams, you know, you got sound the emergency that he debuted. He debuted at Abbeville.
What you want about you? What you want about you?
Listen, there is a song that he has about me called Sweetest in Bridgetown. Listeners, if you want to hear what Samson wrote about me, and I'm saying this on air, wife, please don't look for my car number.
It sounds like you writing everything. So you writing all your music.
I love the music. Yeah,
bitch, mean you got enough music, material.
Enough material.
And the year soon then. And this be a good problem to have. That way, one thing, bus people go back and check with it. This man got enough good songs. Because even just Ollie Holloway, you got enough talent, boy. You got a lot of talent. We can get these other releases, man, before the year done.
I got at least 2 more for a year.
No. Well, I just wanted to add, like, Samsung's. Yes, I'm old, as I said, I'm the oldest person in here, right? I started radio in 2008, right? I'm telling you now, my brother, I'm looking at a serious superstar in front of me.
I'm telling you.
You are. I saw you on stage at Poetry.
Yeah.
And I met you there. I listened to you there. I listened to your music here. That Calypso song that you just did just now was clean.
Thank you.
And extremely talented.
Thank you.
So Barbados, this young man, his name is Sam Sounds, and somebody has to put him on a stage next year. Guaranteed, my brother.
Yeah.
I could see you in Piccadilly Crop. I could see you in so many things. So for me, I'm just telling you, it's a pleasure meeting you. I wish you all the best, my brother.
Thank you very much. Samsung, you got the package. You know what I mean? You got the full package. So you got the full package. So I expect to see more of you. And before we done, you drop it any more this year?
At least one more this year.
Good.
Yes.
LaShawna here telling me, it's like a rapper. Like that's balling. Oh, it's Ludie Bajans.
Rhythm and Rhyme, I love this. Yeah. This was amazing. Thank you for having me.
There's a vibe. You got to make sure you come back.
Yes. I think you were on here before, right?
With Poetry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you were the gentleman who were speaking about the violence in Trinidad.
Yes.
Barbados, man, you got to check out Sam Sounds, man.
Tell us again the Instagram.
The book of Sam Sounds is SAMS. You could connect with me there.
Yeah. All right, and to close out Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes, we're going to play that song, that hit song that the listeners have requested once again, Paradigm Shift by Sam Sounds.
Yeah.
You guys want to say goodbye first?
Well, goodbye.
That was our goodbye. See, every single Saturday, 6:30 p.m. live on VOB 92.9 FM, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme, nothing but good voice. Expect to see Sam Song much more. Like Ollie said, Ollie endorsed that message. This is a superstar we're looking at. Record me. This is a superstar we are looking at. Bring the big tune.
Just want the fantasies.